Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for sports. Hello, Josh List.
Hi, good morning. Blackhawks win. It's a victory in Vegas. The first time the Hawks have ever beaten the Golden Knights in their eight tries over two-plus seasons. And after falling behind 2-0 in Vegas, the Hawks spin five straight goals over first, second, and third periods. Patrick Kane adds his score with two assists. 5-3 the final. Eric Gustafson and Calvin DeHaan score for the Blackhawks. Their first goals of the season just 45 seconds apart. That tied the game and put the Hawks ahead to stay in the second frame. 39-6. Saves in the win for goalie Corey Crawford. And the Blackhawks pick it up again after a 5-3 victory in Vegas at Nashville Saturday night. The Hawks are hot. They've got 30 goals over a nine-game stretch. 5-2-2 record. That's the second most scores over that stretch. But they're still recovering from a bad start. It's just the second game of the season, but of course Northwestern has something to prove after an embarrassing loss at home to Merrimack last Friday. Chris Collins' Wildcats turned the table on favorite Providence, winning by 9, 72-63.
We spent a lot of time together just saying, let's play freely. You know, I thought we were really tight in that Merrimack game. We got a lot of young guys, and I just want these guys to come out and just let it rip. You know, play hard, play together. We made a lot of mistakes. But if you play with that kind of effort, good things will happen, and I'm really proud of the guys.
Now, the Cavs, Ryan Young with 16 points. Ball State handles UIC 67-48. The Flames are 1-2. Marquette over Purdue 65-55. Number 16, Ohio State beat number 10, Villanova 76-51. Even a close call win over the last place Lions has the Bears feeling like themselves again, going upset hunting on the road this Sunday night.
Arrow up for the 4-5 Bears offense as they prepare for the Rams.
Just our confidence. Everybody's moving with a swagger. Everybody's on the same page for the most part in those drives that, you know, ended so well for us. And, you know, it was just a whole morale boost for, you know, the whole team.
So how do you keep that going?
You just remember what it feels like and, you know, stay with those same things that we were doing, you know, that got us there.
Harder for running back Tariq Cohen and the rest of the Bears against a decorated Rams defense featuring Aaron Donald, Michael Brocker, Jalen Ramsey, and Clay Matthews. At Hattis Hall, Jeff Joniak, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Tonight's matchup, Pittsburgh at Cleveland, has the Browns a 2.5-point favorite. The Bulls are an 11.5-point underdog at Milwaukee tonight. Coming off the Kobe White game, 27 points and a Bulls record 7 threes in the fourth quarter. They'll tip at 7 in Milwaukee tonight. Lakers over the Warriors, 120-94. LeBron James, 23 points, 12 assists in just three quarters. Anthony Davis sat out with a sore shoulder. Boston won its ninth in a row, 140-133 over Washington. The Celtics, Kemba Walker with 25. James Harden scores 47 in Houston's fifth straight win, 102-93. The Rockets beat the Clippers. Toronto over Portland, 114-106. Pascal Siakam with 36. Number two draft pick, Ja Morant, scored a game-winning layup with less than a second to go. Memphis beat Charlotte, 119-117. Milwaukee slams the Wolves on the ice up north, 6-3. The Wolves gave up four power play goals in the first period. On the college football field, Northern Illinois gets a last-minute field goal to beat Toledo, 31-28. And your Cy Young Award winners in the National League are Jacob deGrom of the Mets, and in the American League, the Astros' Justin Verlander. Josh List, News Radio 780, 105.9 FM.